And of course, Christians around the world celebrated Christmas on December 25th, marking the birth of Jesus. One of those celebrations, which you see right here, was held in the city of Bethlehem, the site where Jesus was born. Worshippers gathered at the Church of the Nativity for a ceremony there. And at the Vatican, Pope Benedict XVI led the traditional Christmas Eve Mass. There was a disruption at the beginning, though, when a woman ran toward the Pope and knocked him down. The religious leader wasn't hurt. He was helped up and continued with the ceremony while Vatican guards removed the woman. Holy Day in Iran marked by violence as protesters clashed with police forces about a week ago. Demonstrators have spoken out against the country's government for months now. But the clashes on the Muslim Holy Day of Ashura were the worst so far. At least 7 people killed in the violence, though protesters and security forces disagree on how those deaths happened. Meantime, Iran's government says it's getting ready to hold a large-scale military exercise next month. The country says the goal is to prepare its forces to fight against an attack by the nation's enemies. Now, there's been a lot of tension based around Iran's nuclear program. The country says the program's for peaceful purposes. Other countries, including the U.S., believe Iran might be trying to build nuclear weapons. Well, members of the U.S. Senate and House of Representatives will be meeting this month to put together a final health care reform bill. The Senate passed its version on Christmas Eve. The House had already passed its bill. But there are some pretty big differences between the two. One of them, cost. The Senate bill checks in at $871 billion. The House version, over $1 trillion. Another issue, the so-called public option, a government-run health insurance program. House bill includes it. Senate bill doesn't. So some compromises need to be made to come up with a final bill, and since that then has to be approved by both houses of Congress, there are some concerns about whether it'll pass.